Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast, the place to be for drama teachers, drama students, and theater educators everywhere. I'm Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. All right, this is episode 168. You can find any links to this episode in the show notes, which are at theaterfolk.com/episode168. Surprise, surprise. Okay, today we are talking communication. The communication of a play to an audience that's got some tough subject matter, all about communicating tough subject matter to both a receptive audience and a not receptive audience. And also the communication that has to happen between a teacher and their administration about doing a play with tough subject matter. The title of this podcast is Putting on a Play Your Administration Doesn't Like, and how that is not an impossible situation. We recently published a script by teacher Chris Evans called Clowns with Guns, and it is an unflinching look at gun violence in schools. And it's one that many people were offended by when it was done, including Chris's administration. So what was that experience like for Chris? How did he keep a positive communication going with his administration and with all those involved with the show? You don't need to hear that from me. Let's hear it directly from Chris. Let's get to it and find out. All right. I am talking to Chris Evans. Hello, Chris.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. tell everybody where in the world you are.
I am smack dab in the middle of the state of Montana, Great Falls, Montana. We're about 90 miles north of the capital of Helena. We are on the plains. It's a beautiful 91 degrees and humid.
All the good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are folks who are very attracted to 91 and humid.
I was born and raised in downtown Phoenix, Arizona in July. My mother never lets me forget that.
there's no excuses for you. No excuses for you.
This is jacket weather right now, so.
All right, then. All right. So everyone, put on your jackets, and we're going to start this. Actually, you know, put on your jackets, strap yourself in. We're going to have a very, I think, interesting conversation. I think a necessary conversation for a lot of folks out there who might be in the same shoes, or they're afraid to get into these shoes. And what we're going to talk about today is doing a play that your administration might not like you to do, or more strongly, does not want you to do. And Chris, you were in this situation last.
Yes, I was. Basically, the backstory on this is I was looking for a play to do at our state thespian convention, which happens every February here, and I can't consistently do a theater folk play, otherwise the secret's going to be out. And so I decided to write one. And I started, and this was around the time that mass shootings here in America were just happening almost daily. And I started to get, and I was angry about it, so I decided to start writing a play about what seemed to me was acceptance of these shootings happening in America. And I wanted to tie it in with a class lesson on absurdity and satire. And so the play Clowns with Guns of Vaudeville was born. It takes place in a circus atmosphere, with iconic characters, and it and a group of audience that I call the goobers decide to come see the show, and they're happy to see the show. They're accepting of the show. And what happens as these exhibits, the iconic characters of a cheerleader, a stoner, a bully, as they are taken out in the show, you start to see and question your own acceptance of this. Is this the new normal? And one of the things about the play that people found the strongest was the last line. One of the characters comes on and asks the MC, when's the next show? And the MC says, tomorrow, kid, probably tomorrow. And that really struck a chord with a lot of people.
So we're talking about a show that has a very strong message and a controversial one in terms of, particularly when we're talking about the school arena. Violence, and particularly gun violence, is something that people get real antsy about, isn't it?
It is, and they should get antsy about it, Lindsay. I have situated my room in a way that the teacher that 7 years ago when I took over had a desk that was hidden in a corner. If somebody would have come into the room with harm on their minds, he would have never seen it. And so I've had to adjust my room to where I can see everybody who comes into the room instantly. That's something, 5, 7, 10 years ago, teachers didn't have to think about. And once again, I talk about the new normal, and that angers me. Another thing is we've had to go through active shooter training at our school, where I now know what live gunshots sound like in our school. That's the new normal. And as an artist, I wanted to fight back in some way that I could. And so Clowns with Guns, a vaudeville was born.
I find it, I find it fascinating how powerful words can be.
Yeah.
And how afraid people in the school setting are afraid of words. And I don't know why. And I don't know, because I've had teachers tell me that, oh, we got money to do a play on bullying and we're not allowed to show any bullying in the show. Because, you know, someone who's sitting in the audience would go, well, that's a good idea. I should go do that. Or right. We can't have guns on stage because we can't have violence on stage because we can't use that word because. I have a play that where a teacher's giving up smoking. And he talks about giving up smoking, and I've had teachers come back and say, we can't say the word smoking on stage. And it's like...
Right. And, when I went to school in 1983, I played Tom in Glass Menagerie. And I was allowed to smoke on stage in
really?
A high school setting. I would have... That is nowhere near what it is now, We are a very litigious society. We are a very sensitive society, and in a lot of ways, right, very rightfully so. But when it comes down to material like this, one of the things that I sought out was the kids' approval. I said, "Do you find this appropriate? Do you find this acceptable?" And every person that I showed this play to in my advanced acting class said yes. I think we forget what the students also go through, and like I wrote, the students have to go through these endless lockdown drills. The students are, and like I wrote, they're the first offense. They will know if somebody's depressed before an administrator does, before a teacher does, before a parent does. The students know the reality of these situations and shielding them from it, I think takes a little bit of trust away. I'm not saying we should do a Tarantino, a Tarantino film in high school. We shouldn't do Pulp Fiction. God, no. But let's talk about things that these kids, these students, live with every single day.
Okay, so now let's put in the adult factor, which says, no, we can't talk about this, because if we talk about it, if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Well, ultimately, if it comes down to no, I have to follow that. And I did a full disclosure in something that I wrote. I decided not to do Clowns with Guns at our school before we took it to the Thespian Convention, because the spring before there was a suicide at our school. And I'm not heartless, and I am sensitive to how these kids feel. And there are a group of fragile kids out there. You know, I had a talk with an old principal of ours. I said, you know, I wondered when we got so fragile. And so I think you have to be sensitive to that. And so when we did our rehearsals, I opened rehearsals to parents. Absolutely. I opened rehearsals to administration. And one of the things about my rehearsals, and one of the things this ex-principal said, never make it a surprise. Go ahead.
Yeah. You were about to say the word communicate. And I think that that's really key. You know, we're talking about subjects that are controversial or that are going to have differing points of view. I think that phrase, don't make it a surprise, is something that to follow in this situation. I think it's an excellent thing. And I think it's also an excellent thing to have that open dialogue with parents, to have it, to have open rehearsals, so that no one can actually, because then what can happen is that nobody can say they didn't know.
Right. You know, and I've done some pretty controversial stuff at our school. One of the things I've always said, the doors to the theater have always been open. I did a show, I want to say 2 years ago, that had live gunshots in it. And before rehearsal, I did a school-wide email saying, you will be hearing a track pistol fired in our auditorium. This is rehearsal for a play. You know, it's you have to cover yourself because of sensitivities. Communicate. That way the administration knows, and you have to give them an opportunity to say no.
I'm nodding my head. You can't see that.
Yeah. You know, you have to give them the opportunity. Number one, it saves strain on a principal. We just have a new principal right now, and one of the reasons that I didn't open it up to our school is I didn't want him catching the billions of phone calls that would have probably come here before. And so, you know, when we did it in rehearsal the day before we left, the day before we leave for Thespian Convention, we always do 7 runs of the show, of whatever show we're taking. And there was an English class that caught wind of it. And I invited nobody to come see this. And this English class said, you know, they were rightfully warned. And this English class saw it, and they saw the educational value of the satire of this. They saw that this was not an entertainment. This was a wake-up call. And he brought all of his classes, and he said, from an educational standpoint, it opened up discussion like nothing has ever opened up discussion in his English class before. The principal came and saw it, and he was, the word he used was offended. Our school resource officer came and saw it, and the word he used was offended. And they were very surprised we did as well at the Montana State Thespian Convention as we did. We ultimately, here in Great Falls, do live in a very conservative town. But as long as things are, as long as communication is open, as long as we give the option for kids to, you know, I don't force anybody to be in a play, but kids jumped on board of Clowns with Guns like you wouldn't believe. When we did it at the Montana State Thespian Convention, same kind of reaction. The minute it was done, there was a young man who sought me out in the theater as I'm walking down to help break down, and he told me how offended his school was, that they were crying and shaking during the show. And I celebrate that young man. Good. This is, I sit there and I really have thought about the kind of theater that I was taught to do. And this is theater that, and I tell the kids in my class, if your audience walks out apathetic, then why do it? And I said, if they walk out angry, sad, happy, humming the tunes, then you've won. And so when I factor in my anger with what seemed to be the apathy, the acceptance of these shootings, along with what I could do, this show became a reality.
You know what? I'm hearing a couple of things have struck me. And again, I'm going to hit on the word communication.
Absolutely.
Because for a couple of reasons. One, your anger with the situation certainly doesn't seem to be, did not translate into, not only am I going to, I'm not going to, you know, you're not forcing any kids to be in this in your anger. You have an open communication, clearly, with your principal, who felt open enough to tell you exactly what he thought.
Absolutely.
You know, and that he trusted you because he didn't stop you to do your show. And I think that right there is the key to all of this, that a kid felt so strongly that he came and sought you out and gave his clear feelings, and you didn't yell at him. You know, you didn't say you're wrong. You didn't say,
not in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. And that, I think, is when we're dealing with controversy or strong messages, when you're doing plays that people don't want you to do, communication just seems to be the, you're not trying to, see, I'm having, here I am having trouble communicating. Communication is the key, in that that's really what's going to perhaps make you able to do a show that is not the norm.
Yeah. You know, there was another young lady who came up, and, you know, and for every person who was not happy with me at all, there were three that wanted the script right away. There was another young lady that was sent my way. I have a very good friend who is a high school teacher about 160 miles south of here. And he sent this young girl to me, and she, in a very classy, rational way, wanted to know why I wrote it. And I said, as an artist, I said, we are presented with two choices. We are presented with the choice to do nothing or do something. I was taught never to do nothing. I was taught to do something. And so, I did something. Ultimately, is this going to change anything in a big picture? No, probably not. But when I had one of my senior girls play the shooter in the show, and there is a moment that I call the excuse ballet, which was done to Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And she's going through all these excuses. It made her more empathetic. She saw this character crying out for help. It opened up these kids' world. You know, there was a young man who is a very, very religious young man, and he had a problem with one line where I was talking about two characters named Thoughts and Prayers. And there was a line, well, we sent thoughts and prayers, and then another character says we didn't do anything. And he took offense at that, and I listened to him, and ultimately I altered the line. out of respect, number one. I tell my students, look, if there's, you can come to me honestly. I don't have to like it. Ultimately, I'm the ultimate vote. But I will listen to everything my students say. I will communicate. Let's go back to that word. I will communicate with these students. I want the students to have a stake in what we do. And the stake was as important to them as it was important to me. And ultimately, that was about our success at the Thespian Convention. These kids saw that this was a situation that they didn't like either. Ultimately, our lockdowns begin with you hear the speaker come on, then they blast an air horn, and then a panicked lady goes, "This is a lockdown. This is a lockdown." The first 10 seconds of a lockdown drill are terrifying. And these kids deal with it every year, two or three lockdown drills. Are the lockdown drills necessary? Absolutely. It's the new normal. And so these kids walked away from this play with a different view, number one, of satire and absurdity. They saw that not everything has to be realistic. Nobody is shot, literally shot, on stage. It is all, I've got flag guns, and it was done stylistically. There is one live gunshot in the show, and it's off stage. They saw that not everything has to be realism. You can get a point across. You can affect somebody through satire. You can affect somebody through absurdity. And it was a great theater lesson.
I think that we're putting in our keywords here. So we have communication, and then I think respect is another one, like respecting the craft of theater, right? That this is that as you just said, it was a teaching moment, right? It's not just it's not just a play. It's a teaching moment to respect the other side, to respect that people are going to disagree with your side. I think that has to go a long way. And it's interesting, when people talk about theater changing the world, and it's such a grandiose and really, it's a pretentious statement, a play is going to do it. Except that if you just whittle it down, like if you look at everything in the small, like just one person, and if you made one person think, that is actually changing the world, because it's we're moving grains of sand, right?
And yeah, absolutely.
And how easy is it to do that, right? Grain of sand, I can do that.
And I go back to one of your plays that we did before. Last time we talked about Chicken Road. Which was an amazingly powerful piece that was forced kids who saw it to deal with grief. How do you deal with grief? And kids talked to we talked to counselors. We talked to the whole thing. How do you deal with grief? And, I had two girls come up and who were in the hallway, and they were crying, and they said, "My friend tried to kill himself a while back, and you made me appreciate them so much more." Theater can do that, and it's, along with all the entertainment stuff. Look, I like going to a musical. I like going. One of my favorite musicals is Sound of Music. I love Sound of Music. but I also like to be challenged. A book will challenge you. Art will challenge you. And if somewhere in our lesson plans, if somewhere in our, daily life, if we aren't able to challenge somebody, we don't have to agree, we don't have to disagree, but the ability to challenge somebody on a subject that not a lot of people talk about, and do it in a way that is respectful. I think theater stays alive that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we're talking about situations where teachers do have to think about other things, like their job.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that as we wrap up here, it's really important to hit these points home that theater is important and that theater can be challenging. However, how do we get past, you know, the fear aspect of, if I do this play, am I going to lose my job? Well, there's ways to
ask.
Exactly. Communicate.
Communicate.
Respect.
You know, and, you know, the principal we have now, he and I've done a couple of plays where, you know, I've been called into the office and he said, Chris, and he said, look, Chris, I'm going to let you do what you do. I trust you. I need to let you know I am a very conservative man. You know, we did Cell Block Tango, for one of our variety shows. And one of the last names in there is Lipschitz. And he said, how is that spelled? And I went, Lipschitz. And he went, okay. You know, he needs to, our principal ultimately is protecting 1,400 students and how many hundreds of teachers.
And then all their parents.
And all their parents.
And then the community. And then the...
That's a big job. If you take the surprise element out of that, at least they can prepare.
Yeah.
They can prepare. You know, and then the losing of the job, ultimately, if they say no, you got to do what the boss says. You can talk about it, you can debate, but ultimately, it's your boss's answer. But the ability to communicate, to find material that the kids aren't going to find, not challenging. I ultimately want to challenge my students. And if they aren't challenged, then the numbers in my class go down. You know, I've got a lot of kids who love walking into that drama room because they know it's not going to be sit down, look at a book, go for an hour and go home. You know, we're going to be up, we're going to be about, we're going to be debating, challenging, and doing some really great theater.
Which I think is wonderful. That's what it should be. It should be.
I agree.
Chris, as always, it's been a lovely conversation with you. I'm really looking forward to Clowns with Guns in the World.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And that's why we're doing this, right? We are communicating, you know. There's no surprises about what this play is about. And I think that for everybody out there who's listening who would love to do something but just, you know, feels that it's not in their world, set up a meeting with your principal. Have a talk. Maybe you can do one monologue, right? It all starts with, it's a grain of sand.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chris. Okay, before we go, let's do some theater folk news. Okay, so since we've been talking about this play by Chris Evans, Clowns with Guns, bracket, a vaudeville, close bracket, I just wanted to tell you more about it. This is a brand new play, brand new to our catalog. It premiered at the Montana Thespian Festival in 2016, and we're really pleased and proud that we have something like this that we can share with students. It's not going to be for everybody. There are going to be administrations and schools that just aren't going to be able to do this, but I know that there are some who are looking for material like this, and that's why we've got it. Okay, so Clowns with Guns, it takes a theatrical and absurd look at the repeated and seemingly endless cycle of school violence. It happens, everyone is terribly upset, things continue on as normal, and it happens again. We really want to point out that this is a mean play. The story is mean. There are guns. The play puts school shooting violence out in the open and forces us to do the same. So that is Clowns with Guns by Chris Evans. You can have a look at sample pages at theaterfolk.com, or you can click the link in the show notes. Theaterfolk.com, episode 168. Finally, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every second Tuesday at theaterfolk.com and on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk and on the Stitcher app. You can subscribe to TFP on iTunes. All you have to do is search for the word Theater Folk. And that's where we're going to end. Take care, my friends. Take care.